Hello and welcome to the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue premium rate phone-in vote for the clip of the year. This is your chance to nominate your favourite clip of 2007, name the I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue teddy bear, throw off which of the teams you considered were the worst ice skaters, and give yourself the chance to win a Vauxhall Astra. A one-in-a-million opportunity. OK, the lines are open now, so let's see who our first caller is.
Hello, this is Mrs. Smith calling from somewhere. I'd like to vote for Tim Brooke Taylor singing one song to the tune of another. Absolutely marvellous.
In that case, let's see who our second caller is.
Hello, this is Mrs. Jones calling from somewhere else. I'd like to vote for Tim Brooke Taylor performing one of his superb sound charades. Not only hilarious, but also refreshingly free of Scotsman.
Well, we don't have that ready, but here's something else instead. Words are constantly changing their meaning, so I'd like the teams to share any new definitions they may have spotted recently.
AWOL, dyslexic owl.
Defunct, to have one's sense of rhythm removed.
Definite, street slang for hard of hearing.
Measles. Measles. What artists use for self-portraits.
Dictaphone. Someone you don't like calling.
Stockade, physioxone.
Offset, the regulating authority that inspects badges.
Onomatopoeia, the first sign of a weak bladder.
Laburnum, a French barbecue.
Venezuela, a gondola with a harpoon.
Undeterred, a skid mark.
Go-turd.
Exclamation while flushing.
Scar tissue. Problem attaching a DVD to the television.
Prickly. Rather like George Galloway.
Some highlights from this year's Uxbridge English Dictionary entries. I see from the huge digital display board that we've already amassed an enormous sum from the premium phone lines, none of which will be wasted on many charitable causes, as we're not supporting any. Let's see who's on line two.
Hello, this is Dougal from Achtermachte on line two.
Well, get off, we're expecting a call. Okay, who's on line two?
Hello, this is Hamish from Achtermachte. Is Dougal there?
Yes, I'm here.
I didn't see you up there.
Well, it's an extremely dark phone box.
So, Dougal, who will you be wanting to vote for?
Hold on, old friend. I have it written here on a piece of paper.
By jings, a bleeping piece of paper!
Well, we seem to have lost line two. So while we try to get it back, here's some light music. And finally, would you, Rob, sing the words of Who Do You Think You Are Kidding, Mr. Hitler? To the tune of the Carpenters' lovely Yesterday Once More.
Who do you think you're kidding, Mr. Hitler? If you think we're on the run, We are the boys who stop your little game. We are the boys who make you think again. 'Cause who do you think you are? Kidding, Mr. Hitler, if you think old England's done, Mr. Brown goes off to Tarawawa. Anyone, but he comes home again. He's evening and he's ready with his gun soon. Watch out, Mr. Hitler, you've met your match in us. You think you can push us? We're afraid you've missed the bus, so who do you think you are?
That was Rob Brydon singing one song to the tune of another. Well, the excitement is mounting here as the votes pile in. Let's see what the latest scores are. Well, who would have guessed? OK, who's our next caller?
Hello, this is Mrs. Joan Smith calling from a different location to anyone else who may or may not have rung you. Timbrook Taylor gets my vote for his marvellous performance on the Swanee Whistle. Top class.
We couldn't possibly have predicted anyone would actually vote for that, so we don't have the clip to hand. Instead, here's a completely different clip. Right, it's now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. First, I noticed from the huge number of cards that arrived this week that those warnings to post early for Christmas are finally paying off. And we've received a letter from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. She writes, Dear Mr. Ronaldo, you must have been bowled over by your Player of the Year trophy, even though it clearly never touched you. Kind regards, Mrs. Trellis. Okay, on with the game, teams, and today you'll be pitting your wits against a computer, as we've been offered the chance to road test the latest, most sophisticated Mornington Crescent software yet to emerge from Silicon Valley. Her name is Electra, and she's currently running Mortimer's Variation, version 3.
Shall I start the software, Humph? Hoban Viaduct.
Rotherhithe. Parsons Green. That's good, isn't it? Parsons Green.
Yeah.
Piccadilly.
Buckingham Palace Road.
Ravenscourt Park.
Yeah. Totteridge. Yes. West Hampstead.
Is it my go?
No. No. Not
Sorry.
Yet.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Totteridge and Whetstone.
Nice
yeah.
One.
Yeah, now it's your go.
Go on.
Tottenham Court Road.
Oh, right.
Damn, that is actually...
Don't patronise me.
Sorry.
Is it me? Yeah, I think it is. Yeah. Sounds like me. Yeah. Cheapside.
Definitely you. That's very you, that. Cheapside.
Hackney Central.
I invoke Mortimer's shift and pass to Camden Parkway.
Oh.
You little bitch. You can...
Yeah, that's Mortimer. Well, she's done a Mortimer. Who follows that?
Oh, Gospel Oak.
Yeah, good.
Oh, nice. Stephen. Gospel Oak, yeah.
You're so clever, Stephen. Stevie baby. Stephen, we computers have always seen you as one of us. My Stevie Weeby.
Ooh,
I feel the same way. If only you weren't Windows, if you were a Mac. God.
Dirty Mac.
Yeah. Okay, London Bridge.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
You bastard. Forest Gate.
Forest Gate. That's Tabari. Is it Tabari or Tim?
No, it's me, yeah.
Tim,
Bromley
yes.
By Bow.
Cannon Street.
So that takes me...
Oh, look. Isn't that Barry Cryer? I've not previously seen him in color.
I've got to go to Dollis Hill.
Clapham Common.
Platts Lane.
Finchley Road and Frognal.
Knight to Bishop 4.
Did you spill water on it or something? It's Baron's Court.
Earl's Court.
Mornington Crescent. Yeah!
The ever-popular Mornington Crescent should be a big seller this Christmas. Who's our next caller?
Oh, hello. We have an enormous hydrangea that's growing in a large pot on a south-facing patio. Until this year it flowered regularly, but now seems to have stopped. Its leaves have turned a sort of mottled yellow, and the stem is covered in a whitish slime. My question is this. What is the capital of Albania?
Oh, well, onwards and upwards.
Ron,
according to Welsh superstition, if sheep gnash their teeth while being rounded up in the autumn, it's a sign that the winter will be hard. But what is it a sign of if the sheep gnash their teeth at some other time?
You've pulled.
Well, the answer is it presages very bad weather. Here are some for any of you to have a go at. Among the lower classes in many parts of North and South Wales, a ritual called lifting took place. It consisted of lifting a person three times in a chair or on a stool. Why might this have been done?
To complete the hoovering.
Well, the answer is it was expected that the ritual would bring the lifted person good luck. In return, he or she was expected to give money to the lifters. Here's another. Complete the following Welsh proverb. Perfect love sometimes does not come until the first...
swallow.
The answer is grandchild. Here's another. Complete this one. Oh. Rhyw a hwch a'i roch. If it looks like a pig...
it's probably on a hen night in Bridgend. Been there.
Yeah. The answer is expected to grunt.
That as well.
And finally, what does it mean according to Welsh superstition when the pupil of a cat's eye widens?
A short-sighted old lady is trying to sharpen a pencil.
The answer is there will be rain. Some Welsh wisdom and folklore there, apparently. OK, back to the phone lines.
Hello, this is Mrs. Smith-Jones calling from a telephone. My vote goes to the young-looking one. What's his name? Oh, Brooke Taylor, that's him. Oh, yes, I nominate his performance in The Goodies, which I understand is now available on reasonably priced DVDs.
Great suggestion. Let's watch a bit of the DVD. Obviously, listeners won't be able to see it, so to keep them occupied, here's another clip. OK, this next round will be of interest to listeners with young children. Incidentally, we were discussing the smacking debate earlier. You know, I remember Nanny repeatedly pulling my trousers down to give me a good smack on the bottom, and it never did me any harm. Although it did make me late getting here this afternoon. This is a new round called What's Your Game? In this, one team will play a game of their own invention, while the other team will attempt to guess what it's called. Okay, Tim and Jeremy, you can start. The title of your game will now be advertised to the audience via the laser display board. And for listeners at home, if there are any of them still here, this is a mystery voice.
French cricket. French cricket.
Okay, off you go, Tim and Jeremy.
Bonjour, c'est un très joli jour ce matin à Lourdes.
Merci, Madame Trellis, pour le gâteau de fruits, le gâteau d'Andy et le gâteau éponge.
Oui. Ce n'est pas moist.
Non.
C'est dur.
Non.
Mais c'est délicieux. Merci, Madame Trellis. Oui. Une tasse de thé, j'honneurs.
Merci. Pardon.
De rien. l'homme de bat approche le crease. Hey, l'homme de ball, jetez le ball. Bow. Satan 6.
Oh, regardez, un autre gâteau est arrivé.
Oh. Cette fois, un gâteau de chocolat. La fenêtre.
Oh. Il est...
Cassé.
Merde. Le pleu et arrête joue.
Oui. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir. Comment allez-vous?
Could it be something as mundane as French cricket?
Yeah.
Okay, it's your turn to play a game, Barry and Graham, and the title of your game is now being exhibited on the laser display board. Here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Moonopoly. Moonopoly.
Off you go, please, Barry and Graham.
Here we go. Ah, now, I've got the top hat, or is it the thimble? Part line. You'll go.
Okay, I'll throw the dice. Here we go. And... bloody zero gravity. The crater Copernicus.
Me again?
Yes. Oh.
Well, it's a board game.
Yes.
Christ knows I'm bored.
Yes. Well, Graham was playing Moonopoly, and I don't know what you were playing.
Yes, indeed. That was the round they call What's Your Game? And I believe we have another caller. Good afternoon, caller.
Hello, this is Taffy Williams here from Belfast, where I have recently moved from Rochdale, although you can probably tell from my accent that I was born in Naples, just outside of Guildford. And I'd like your advice, please, Mr. Duggleby. I have a sum of approximately £100,000 to invest, on which I'd like secure capital growth as well as income. What do you recommend?
Well, Mr. Williams, with a sum like that, your best option is to spread the risk. So put half of it on Lucky Jim in the 3:15 at Haydock, and the other half on Sleepy Sue in the 4:30 at Lingfield. Cue the next clip, please. Would you, Jack, please accompany Barney the Dinosaur and friends? Saying, if you're happy and you know it.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, talk like this. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, stamp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray. If you're happy and you know it, take some drugs. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, shout hooray.
And finally, would you, Rob, please accompany Tom Jones singing Danny Boy?
Oh, Danny Boy.
Danny Boy. The pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. It's you must leave, and I must bide. But call me back when summer's in the meadow. And white with snow. And I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so.
I love you so.
And that was Rob Brydon accompanying Tom Jones. And who's calling us now?
Hello, Ladbrokes. I'd like to place a bet on Timbrook Taylor winning the BBC's Best of Clue phone-in competition.
This isn't Ladbrokes. It's the Best of Clue phone-in competition.
So sorry. I must have pressed redial by mistake. But while I've got you, could I nominate Timbrook Taylor?
If you must. In the last two shows of 2007, Tim couldn't be with us, and I can tell you, it was like seeing the Rolling Stones without Ringo. OK, the first team will assume the role of two characters in a drama. However, one of the characters has an odd affliction that means he can only speak through the medium of song lyrics. What's the title of your song?
The song? Oh, well, it's You Can Leave Your Hat On.
Off you go.
Thank you for seeing me, Doctor. I'm really dreadfully worried, and I hope I don't need a jab, because I'm terrified of needles.
Baby. Take off your coat.
Yes, of course.
Real slow.
Yes. Oh! It hurts when I move my arm.
Baby. Take off your shoes.
I've trouble reaching my feet.
I'll take your shoes.
It hurts when I bend over.
Baby. Take off your dress.
About the dress, I can explain.
Yes, yes, yes.
Do you want me to strip completely?
You can leave your hat on.
I'm sorry?
You can leave your hat on.
Did you say I could...
You can leave your hat on.
I'll leave it on then. I'll just sit here, shall I?
Go on over there and turn on the light.
The light? There we are.
No, all the lights.
Oh, it's a bit bright.
Now come back here and stand on a chair.
Stand on the chair?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Raise your arms up into the air and shake 'em.
All right, but Doctor, what are you doing with that shotgun?
You. Give me a reason to live.
What?
You. Give me a reason to live.
Stop pointing that gun at me. Look, what is going on? Why am I standing on a chair, waving my arms about, stark naked, apart from my hat? Why?
They don't know what love is.
What?
I know what love is.
That was Barry and Graham there in the round called Lyric Theatre. Well, the big clock on the wall tells me we're very nearly running out of voting time. And that's it. Voting is now closed. So, who's won the star prize of a brand new car? The results just coming through on my headphones. What? You lost count? Well, it seems that we can't declare a winner, so the producer has suggested I keep the car. And now the winning name in our Name the Teddy Bear competition is coming through. And, well. Thank goodness sense has prevailed with a choice that couldn't possibly offend anyone. Tune in next week to see who's won the teddy bear and is looking forward to being tucked up in bed with the Archbishop of Canterbury. So, until the next time, goodbye, Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
The best of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue 2007 was presented by Humphrey Littleton, with Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, Timbrook Taylor, Colin Sell, Jeremy Hardy, Stephen Fry, Rob Brydon, Andy Hamilton and Jack Dee. It was written by Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.